And let's get to the latest on the possibility of a government shutdown tomorrow at midnight. The House just passed a motion to proceed with a stopgap spending bill to fund the government for 1 month. The measure also includes money for the military and the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, but does not extend deportation protections for young immigrants brought here illegally as children, as Democrats wanted. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Jessica Taylor. So, Jessica, help us understand. This is a vote to proceed with a vote tonight on that spending bill?
Yeah, so the main vote will be tonight, and that's the one that, really matters. I think that it has a much better chance of passing the House right now. You will have some conservative members that have come out against this, but the Senate vote, we're expecting that probably tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's a much bigger hurdle because they have to hit 60. You have both Democratic and some Republican members that have come out and said that they're not voting for the current proposal.
Okay, well, before this vote that just took place again in the House of Representatives, and again, this is just the vote to open the debate and then have the vote on the actual plan tonight. Republicans were urging Democrats to go with this, even though it doesn't have what many of them said they had to have, which was something for the Dreamers. Here's Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole urging Democrats to vote for the bill.
There's nothing in here that offends you. There are many things that you like, and there are negotiations underway on the things that are your concerns.
And here's New York Democrat Louise Slaughter in response.
Somehow by saying that because the Democrats will not support this farce, that we're going to be responsible for it. But frankly, my good friends, you are 3-for-3 in government shutdowns just since I've been a member of Congress. And nobody is going to believe that with all your excess numbers of votes here, I think you have 23 more members than we've got, that we're at fault.
Well, and so there's the debate that we've been hearing about. But there was another wrinkle added this morning when President Trump tweeted out that the extension of CHIP, this is the child health insurance program that is for low-income
right.
children, and it's been needed to be extended for weeks now. He said it shouldn't be a part of this short-term spending plan. It is in it, and Republicans really wanted it there to sort of dare Democrats not to vote something that is a pet project of theirs. So it ended up staying in.
Exactly. And this was where you see sort of the conflicting messages between the White House, between congressional Republicans, and even between the White House official spokespeople and Trump himself, because the White House had said that they supported this plan yesterday that included CHIP. And Trump's tweet, I think, took a lot of people by surprise. You had later House Speaker Paul Ryan come out and say that he understands that the president is still on board with this. The White House has clarified that he is still on board with this. So it just, when Trump tweets like this, it adds a lot of uncertainty into things that really should be a more unified response, especially when you have Republicans controlling both Congress and the White House.
Well, speaking of the Republicans, there were earlier reports today that after Rand Paul said he wouldn't vote for this current resolution, the spending resolution, some Republicans were floating the idea of trying to, you know, fund the government for maybe just a couple days at a time. And then you also have the leader of the conservative House Freedom Caucus saying at least 25 caucus members will vote against this funding bill. So, yes, they've just passed in the House this notion that they will take the formal vote tonight. But what is the math? How does it look?
That's the Senate's where it just becomes, like you said, with Paul and different things, because you have conservatives that aren't going to vote for it. And you have a lot of Democrats that have come out and said, we're not going to vote for this if this doesn't include something on DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program. And Democrats really think that this is sort of a winning issue for them, that if they stand their ground, that they will have some Republicans cave maybe, and that Republicans will sort of take the brunt of it because they are the ones that control Congress and the White House. So it's sort of a game of chicken going on both sides, and you could have maybe this extended for a day or two. And remember, this is just a 4-week extension, too. Like, we would be doing this in another month, too. It's sort continuing to kick the can down the road.
Right. Well, then you also had the other wrinkle of the president's chief of staff, John Kelly, telling a group of Democrats negotiating the deal that some of those hardline immigration policies about the border wall that Trump touted during the campaign were uninformed. Now, that's a word no president wants to hear from his chief of staff about his thinking, particularly this president. He's been reportedly fuming all day about this. Where does that issue end up as we go into voting on this spending bill tonight?
Something that certainly undercuts the president's position on his border wall that he, you know, famously said ad nauseum during the campaign that Mexico was going to pay for it. There's never been any scenario under which Mexico was going to pay outright for this. And people who look at policy things like Kelly know this. But the president, he doesn't like people questioning him, questioning his authority, his intelligence, things like that. And so, you know, that could be something that could have set off some of these tweets this morning, too. And I think, you know, certainly just adds another level of uncertainty to what he will do with such high stakes right now in Congress.
Jessica, half a minute. So what is ahead? What time is the vote tonight? When's the Senate? Remind us.
We're looking at around 7 p.m., I believe, for the House. Again, these things can be in flux. The Senate will probably vote tomorrow. It's midnight on Friday when all of this will run out. That would be, you know, you could see closures. Essential services would remain. We went through this in 2013, right. A 16-day shutdown. But, you know, they're expected to continue working through the weekend, at least too. On a weekend, you wouldn't see maybe as big an impact as you would come Monday.
Right. Jessica Taylor, NPR congressional reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you.